Tim Soper joined by Iowa Lakes women's head coach Ashley Martin after her team's 75-62 win over Southwestern. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, feeling pretty good, honestly. Really proud of the girls' effort tonight. You know, we got over the hump tonight. You know, in the fourth quarter, Southwestern fought their way back in, but, you know, our girls persevered and made some plays down the stretch and to seal the victory. So it was huge to see that growth, just because we had two of those close games with Northeast and DMAC, and it didn't go our way. So we're a young team. We're all freshmen. We're learning, we're growing, we're learning how to win close games, and it's exciting to see that growth.
And I knew from the start of this game it looked like Southwestern dribble drive, that was going to be their main offense, and they got to work sometimes, but you were able to shut it down sometimes too.
Yeah, you know, it was a huge emphasis for us, you know, working on it in practice, guarding it, you know, and the defense is a huge thing for us in our program and keeping people in front, and so really a testament to our girls. You know, I thought for the most part we kept them in front and took them out of their rhythm offensively. I just don't think they could ever really, you know, feel comfortable on the offensive end.
And you guys did okay driving in too, but you got the outside shot to go quite a bit too. As my quick count here, 8 3-pointers for you. Rachel Pook, the leading scorer for you guys at 21. That outside shot is probably what won you guys the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we did make some shots tonight, and obviously things, it's always much better when you're making shots. But, you know, a testament to our offense too. I thought the ball was really moving side to side and really set each other up. We, you know, we share the ball really well, and so we put each other in good positions. And yeah, Rachel, you know, she made some big shots down the stretch to really seal the deal. But, you know, it was good to see the ball go through the hoop, and excited to continue to get better on the offensive end and getting more comfortable with one another and playing together.
And one thing I saw kind of hamper you guys tonight, you're limited numbers wise, only 3 players on the bench, even 2 at times, as Haley Miranda, she wasn't on the bench to start the game, and then you had Mass and Huff foul out. So with 3 to 2 bench players, you can't usually sub people out normally when they get in foul trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, every game it's like, yeah, we're shorthanded, you know, and bless her heart, Haley had a nosebleed today, and so we were minus her for a while. But, you know, a testament to our kids, they're learning how to play through 2 fouls, you know, and we have to, because that's been happening a little bit. But you know, we just got to learn, you know, how to keep our hands off. You know, I would feel better not having to play them with 2 in the first half for sure. But you know, a testament to them, I think we had 3 with 2 in the first half, and we had to play them, you know, we had to play them, and we got through it together. But yeah, we got to continue to improve on that.
In conference play, it's always key to defend your home court. You do that tonight. Now you got a couple of road games. You start this weekend against Southeastern. You've already played this team. What are you looking for the second time?
You know, I think composure, I think coming ready to play, consistency. It's a concern, you know, with a young team. You know, we beat them, you know, here at our home floor. We played really well. We shot the ball really well. I think we caught them on a good night. I don't think they played to their typical potential. So, you know, it's going to be a tough environment playing down there. It's a different type of different environment, and so, you know, we just got to be ready to go. We got to be able to defend and rebound and just come ready to go. So I'm excited to see how they handle it. You know, 2 road games in a row, that is going to be some adversity, and excited to see if they, you know, if they're up for the challenge and how they handle it.
All right, well, best of luck this weekend against Southeastern. Hope to catch with you next week.
Thank you.
That is Coach Ashley Martin joining us after a team's 75-62 win over Southwestern. I'm Tim Soper reporting.